You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right, Harry, I've told Colin to call us because the phone calls aren't going through. The text line is just...
I mean, I'm looking at tweets that I'm not even added in. It's just you, and people are saying that you're getting absolutely crushed right now.
Well, one of my best friends texted me and said, you're just going to let Callus cook you like that.
Wow.
And then if you look at the text line, it's just people destroying me, people destroying him. I'll admit fully that people are destroying me more than they're destroying him, but just annihilating both of us and getting very personal about both of us.
Jeez.
And being very nice to you, saying that they feel bad for you, that you need to put up with this. Why can't we have a nice, healthy sports debate? It's radio. It's fun. I don't think it's super interesting for us to sit here and go, should there be automatic balls or strikes? 412-928-9370. Because you know what? Everybody agrees,
right,
that there should be robot umps. I just thought Henry should have swung at the ball. That's all. It's no big deal. I'm not killing him for it. It's a tough pitch to hit. It's a great pitch. I mean, that's a great pitch. You put it on the umpire. It's an impossible pitch to hit fair. It's a hell of a pitch.
I always know I win when you make it personal, though. I'm very satisfied when you
I didn't make it personal. You did.
You sat on the bench at Waynesburg.
After he said, Crowley, you can't have an opinion on this. What's the highest level of baseball
you played? I didn't say you couldn't have an opinion. All I asked was what your highest level of baseball was. I didn't say you can't have an opinion. You said you can't have an
What's the implication there, Doran? Let's not be intellectually dishonest. He's saying, what's the highest level of baseball you played? Because you can't possibly have an opinion if you didn't play college baseball on the Pine at Waynesburg.
Okay, so what was your answer if he'd have said, okay, I played in eighth grade? He did say that. So what was your...
All I would have said was, I think I've personally seen pitches thrown to me that are faster than ones that were thrown to you.
I'm not sure how it's relevant to whether Henry Davis should have swung at that pitch or not.
Because I've had to make decisions on swinging at harder pitches than you have in your life.
Yeah.
So he is saying that he had to play baseball in order to have...
Exactly. So he made it personal first.
Yeah, sure.
I win. Thank you, Harry. Colin Beasley from the Post-Gazette joins us for his first ever appearance on the Fan Morning Show. Colin, settle what I don't think is a tie. I'm just getting destroyed here. Should Henry Davis have got the bat off his shoulder on Friday night?
First off, that was an awesome transition. Happy to be here. But no, I don't think he should have swung. Looking at that pitch, that it wasn't a strike. Henry Davis knew it wasn't a strike. If he knows it wasn't a strike, why do you swing? I know it was called a strike, but it's not like it was a super borderline pitch. That was simply a missed call. And if he had swung and not made contact, then we would have been complaining that Henry Davis swung at a pitch out of the zone.
That's right, baby. No. Sports Talk Radio. Colin, have you seen how far the pitch was off the plate, like in terms of inches? I've been looking around all morning for the fancy stat of it, and I can't find it anywhere.
I haven't looked for the actual number of inches in the exact spot. I've seen the graphic of what it showed on TV and what we saw on MLB game day, which shows that it was pretty clearly not in the zone, but I don't know the exact distance. I do know enough to know that, again, it was a missed call and simply not a strike that was called a strike.
It was 1.8 inches off the plate.
I mean,
1.8.
Man, we're splitting. I mean, that's pretty close. It's pretty close right there.
Very close.
Okay, off the plate, but low. How low?
See, and that's what's tough is the judgment right of that. Like, major league umpires, they should get as much right as possible. And actually, he graded out fairly well for the night. The up and down is still where they're going to miss most of their calls, I think. Mm-hmm. That's totally anecdotal, mm-hmm. but that's how I view it. Anyhow, let's get out of this mud. Colin Beasley from the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Bob Nightingale of USA Today reported that the Pirates are going to listen on any player not named O'Neill Cruz or Paul Skeens. Have you heard the same thing, Colin? And is that what the Pirates should be doing?
So I'll be careful here because I haven't heard too much. I'm still relatively new on the beat, so I haven't gotten too into the weeds on that sort of thing. However, in my personal opinion, I'd say yeah, that is what the Pirates should be doing. Given the situation of where they're at, 16 games under 500, and with frankly a lot of holes in the field. There's a lot of different places that they can improve. I think it's pretty clear to say that the Pirates are, barring some sort of miracle Moneyball-esque run, not going to be a playoff team this year. So, yeah, they should be listening to offers on anyone, whether that's their older guys, whether that's veterans, whether that's even younger guys. I think that the Pirates are in a position to sell and should be listening to offers on pretty much anyone. What I think is interesting is that the playoff picture, especially in the American League, it shows that basically everyone in the American League and a lot of the National League as well has a real shot at the playoffs. So I think that the Pirates will have an opportunity at the trade deadline if this trajectory continues, just because they're going to be one of the few teams that's a clear seller. I think that there's going to be a lot of teams in the middle that are encouraged to make some sort of playoff push and encouraged to hold on to whatever assets they have. So the Pirates, by saying that they're open for business and willing to make some deals and willing to push towards 2026 instead of 2025, I think that gives them an opportunity to make a number of good trades and to really set themselves up for success at the deadline.
Colin, I think it's safe to say that this team looks better underneath Donnie Kelly. If they stay status quo, if they keep doing what they're doing, it looks better. Some of the games that they're probably going to lose, I mean, moving forward, some games are going to obviously win moving forward better than it looked before. If that stays the same, is Donnie Kelly the manager next year?
I think so. That's the indication I've heard around, and that's what we've talked about. It seems like they were and are really giving Donnie Kelly a chance to prove that he can be the full-time manager. And given what we've seen where, again, it's not like the record is significantly over 500 or even 500, but they're passing the eye test, they're passing vibe test, they're playing significantly better baseball, even if they're not, I think they're, what, 9-12 or 10-12?
10-12, yeah.
Exact, 10-12? Yeah. I don't have the exact stat in front of me since I wasn't on the San Diego road trip, but they've played a lot better baseball, and I think anyone can see that. I think that you can tell that the players really respect him, and they've enjoyed having having someone different there. That doesn't mean that they were out to get Derek Shelton. That doesn't mean that they didn't like the guy or anything like that, but sometimes having someone new in charge is enough to give a spark. And I think that's what we've seen with Donnie Kelly. And I think we've also seen that he has some attributes that make him well positioned to be a major league manager. I feel like he's had a pretty good feel. Obviously some in-game bullpen decisions are things that he'll learn, but overall it hasn't been too bad. I think that he's given opportunities to some younger players, especially Henry Davis, Alexander Canario. I think that's been a good thing that players appreciate. And I think that his optimism has been something that's really done well for these Pittsburgh Pirates. He's always found a way of looking for the positive things in the game and for complimenting his players when they need it and telling and standing up for the guys, especially as we've seen with that missed call in San Diego. I think he's done a really good job in his first 20-something games. And if this continues and they stay on this current trajectory, I think that there's a really good chance that he continues as the Pirates manager in 2026.
Colin, this was wonderful, but you're never coming on again because you disagree with me. So the first and last time on the show, thank you.
Wow. That's a shame. I've really enjoyed this.
Except I'll get outvoted, so you'll definitely be on.
Yes, he doesn't make all the rules.
No, this is a democracy. This is not a dictatorship.
Ooh, that's good to hear.
All right, Colin, appreciate it, man. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Colin Beasley.
See ya.
Post-Gazette. All right, I'll take the L.
Yeah. Well, we're still going to bring it up to Wehner and
Oh, of course. Oh, I think it's a good conversation because, I mean, at least the way it was always taught was anything close. 1.8 inches. That sounds close to me for a major league hitter, though. Maybe it's not so close.
The way it was always taught was not in the circumstance that it was in.
What do you mean?
I think that, what do you mean what I mean? It was bases were loaded. If they walk, they get a run in and then they tie the game. The circumstances were different than basically what you're taught.
Yeah, but if you strike out, the inning's over, and he did.
Okay, but it wasn't a real strike.
That's the whole point.
You had a guy who...
It's human error. There's an umpire behind the plate. Anything close can be called a strike. We can't do this again, Dor. We can't
just saying.
Keep going around in circles.
You've never been more wrong in your life.
did he strike out?
You've never been more wrong in your life.
He didn't answer the question.
Yeah, he struck out.
Okay, because he took a pitch that was 1.8 inches off the plate. That's
pretty
close.
Far for major league baseball
standards. I could see if it was directly over the plate.
It was over the plate. It was just low
by a mile.
1.8 inches. People texting in human. And this is where this is very odd to me. Like a guy who's pro no robot ump saying human error is part of life. If you have the technology to get it right, how in the world do you not get it right? There are millions of dollars changing hands every night because of sports betting. Every night. Like, you've got to know. Like, if a ball's a ball, it needs to be a ball. Because, and here's why people are agreeing with you. It is absolutely a skill to know what's a strike and what's not a strike. And he knows better than the umpire. Like, he does. Of that, there's no doubt. Like, he knew that, but like, when he went back and looked at the iPad, he knew that ball was not going to be a strike. Like, he definitely knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why he took the pitch. I just wish he wouldn't have. That's all. Everyone, I'm getting all mad today.
You rode the bench at Waynesburg. Yeah, who's getting mad? Come on.
No, that was you. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. I'll tell you, coming up next, why the Pirates cannot win enough games for Ben Cherington to save his job.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Slam.
All right, I don't want to argue about this, so we're not going to argue about it, but I want to, well, I'm prefacing
it. How do you get the final word?
Yeah, well, what if we want to argue about it? That's fine. If you guys want to argue, that's fine. It's been fun. I wanted to bring this point up and suss it out before you guys get mad at me again. And people are arguing and saying I got mad first. Whatever, fine, semantics. I probably did. That's generally how I've lived my life for 35 years. If Henry doesn't flip the bat, do we think they call it a strike? The umpire calls it a strike? And I wonder if O'Neal Cruz yesterday, he had some weird moments where he was taking ball four and then waited and waited and waited before he set his bat down and walked. Like three different times. Like Henry takes that pitch and immediately flips the bat.
And then he does the hand motion?
And then the umpire gives the, which I don't think is right. Just to be clear.
Right.
Like be just... If that's what the umpire did, that's Bush League. Like, you got to try to take your emotion out of it.
Well, wasn't he a minor league umpire?
He was.
You just told me in the break that he got moved up. Like, what is the procedure with minor leagues? Like, do they harp on that? Like, umpires in the minors? Like, if you flip a bat or if you do something outside the box, like, it's like, all right, like, that's frowned upon?
Can I make a point?
Just to answer his question, in the minors, you can challenge these things. So that, I mean, that plays into it too, I'd think. What a weird, I mean, there's not really a better option, I guess, right, than calling up a AAA umpire? Or do you can't get an alternate from another crew? I don't know.
Can I make a point that may agree with you?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. So now you're going to let me talk because I said I'm going to agree with you. Very good. No, but when you talk about, like, the height of the emotions in a tense situation is felt by everybody. That's the human error part of it. If Henry Davis stands up, the pitch looks like it would have crossed at his knees while he was in a crouched batting stance position. I don't think the umpire would have called it because Henry Davis flipped the bat. I think everybody understands there's heightened emotions. I think the umpire just assessed the pitch after it was delivered.
Incorrectly assessed it.
Yep.
Yep. I've slowed this thing down. It looks worse whenever you slow it down.
But my next question to you would be, how far does a pitch have to be egregious before you lose your protect the plate stance?
That's a good question. You know it when you see it. I mean, I think earlier in the game has to factor in, right? Like, if you know borderline pitchers are getting called strikes
right.
all game long, you got to protect the plate. And this will actually go against my argument. This umpire, this minor league umpire, he graded out for the game because everyone put this report card out. He graded out really well. Like, on the whole, he called a great game. He just totally flubbed it in that situation. So that would actually speak counter to my point. He was calling it
good.
Right.
Yeah.
And that ball's 2 inches off the plate. Henry shouldn't have swung. I'll take the L. We'll talk to Wayner about it, though. That's always fun.
Yeah.
And Neil tomorrow.
Yeah.
Pirates Clubhouse steaming mad about it, which was good. It also made me think, too. Tommy Pham gets brought in here for quote-unquote leadership. We saw what real leadership looked like in Andrew McCutchen.
Yeah.
McCutchen's staring down the umpire. McCutchen's flipping out after the game. Donnie Kelly's getting tossed from the game. Mitch Keller, not even wearing his uniform, from the stairs screaming and yelling. Like, that's how you're supposed to react as a team in this situation. And I wonder if it would have been the same way under Shelton. I don't know. What are you chuckling about back there, big guy?
The district representative from Allegheny County Council liked my post about where I shamed you for your take. On X.
Have we counted the votes yet?
They're unofficial still. I'm still down to vote.
And there's two left to count?
Yep.
Man. How is that possible? What are they waiting on?
I don't know what they're waiting for. It's not up to me.
Yeah, it's not like we're recounting Florida in the 2000 election. Like, you've got two more votes to count.
Yeah, what?
And this matters for Green Tree. This matters for you. This matters for your opponent. We got two votes to count. Let's go.
Is there a deadline?
No. Well, they should get it done by the general election, but that's in November.
This is bizarre.
We should have got it done that night.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
You had three provisional ballots.
Well, provisional means that you vote on a day that's not election day, so they, you know, people could have voted after election day. That's why they're provisional ballots.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh. The more you know.
Harry, I'd like to apologize for saying that you rode the bench. I thought I was being funny at the time, but it might have crossed the line. And I apologize.
Well, there's a difference between, look, you watch the replay and you in slow motion, you're like, wow, that really was pretty low. And that's the difference between somebody who's played's eyes and somebody who hasn't played's eyes.
I played.
He knew automatically, and you had to slow it down and rewatch it to figure out that it was a ball.
What do we think of those City Connect uniforms, by the way, for the Padres? My daughter, who's 5, loves them. She loves me too, though, so something must be wrong with her. All right, coming up next, I told you that we would tell you why the Pirates can't win enough for Ben Chiarington to keep his job. We'll tell you that coming up next. I blew off the tease. Everyone throw things at me. Rotten tomatoes, whatever.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, quickly, one last thing on the umpire thing. Do you guys think any umpires would be against the automatic balls and strikes? I mean, the challenge system. I feel like it would only help them.
Only the ones with egos.
Might be a lot of them.
Might be a lot, right?
Because they get, I was looking at these scorecards, they get 94% of the calls right. And if the challenge system can help get that to 97, 98 miles an hour, or at least you get 95% right, and then the big ones... You review and it gets changed and it's right. I would want that. It's a little bit of a safety net.
As an umpire who wasn't a major leaguer, I know. Did I ride the bench of umpires too, Crowley? Yeah, okay.
I don't know. You'd have to tell me,
pal. I was Pennsylvania State certified once upon a time. But I think it would take more pressure off you to have... I think replay review takes pressure off umpires immensely.
Me too.
Because when the call is reversed, they're not going to be put on the news.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And so it just begs the question, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah.
Under no circumstances.
Slowing the game down.
Yeah, there's that.
That's probably what it is.
There's that, because they're so intent on making them faster. And I don't know if you guys watch any of the NCAA tournament in baseball. Oh, my God. It's fun baseball. There's a lot of runs scored. It's chaotic. It's a great game. West Virginia played last night. It started at 6, didn't end until 11:30.
Why? Like, what?
I mean, it was a 13-12 game, so that's going to contribute to it. But the pitching changes, mound visits, it's like watching Red Sox-Yankees from the early 2000s. It takes forever. So that might be the reason why they're trying not to slow it down anymore. I hadn't thought about that. Okay. Pirates topic. Take a deep breath, Crowley.
Mm.
After I've been abused now for like 45 minutes, brought it on myself. Didn't need to be this way. Do you guys think, I heard Mackey make this argument yesterday. Do you guys think if Don Kelly started the season as manager, that they'd have a much better record than they do right now?
Yes.
Harry, do you agree with that?
Yeah.
I agree with it too. So no matter how much he wins the rest of the way, Ben Cherington's job should not be saved. Because Ben Cherington, whether it was his decision or not to move on from Derek Shelton, sure took full responsibility in that press release. And then talked about it in his media availability, saying, I talked to Bob about this. I brought this up. So Ben took it upon himself to say he fired Derek Shelton. Why didn't this happen in the offseason?
Exactly, if you have the reins to do it.
Yeah.
Why didn't you do it after last season?
Right.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give him any credit. And they're two games under 500 with Don Kelly, but I think anybody will argue, my God, this is a much better baseball team. A much better baseball team. They had only committed, I think, 6 errors since he took over in 20 games. Like, that's a pretty good number. They had the third best fielding percentage in Major League Baseball. You're not seeing guys run into each other in the outfield. That's a high bar to hurdle, but you're not seeing some of the fundamental errors. They're creeping up every now and again, but I feel like we were seeing them every
all
night.
All the time.
Every day.
Uh-huh.
You don't get much of that at all right now with Don Kelly's bunch, and he did a really bad job, I thought, managing the bullpen yesterday. But 10-12 compared to being 12-26, I think it's inarguable. If he was the guy from day one, I think they'd be playing much better baseball. So I'm not going to give Ben Cherington credit. In fact, and this is really what Mackey was arguing yesterday, if Cherington had made the decision, quote-unquote, to fire Shelton like 2 or 3 weeks before he did, you might be looking at a baseball team that's like 7 games under 500 right now instead of 14 and out of this thing.
Wouldn't Cherington always be in the position to get credit, though? Whether he did it at the end of the season. It's like, oh, he did it at the end of the season. They started off good, better with Don Kelly. Cherington made that decision. Whether they did it 2 weeks before that they already did. Oh, Cherington pulled the plug at the right time, and now they're playing better baseball. Or 2 weeks, or actually whenever it did happen, now they're playing better baseball. I feel like Cherington's always going to get some credit.
I'm afraid that that's going to be the case.
It's always, no matter what the scenario was, he's going to get credit for something.
Wow.
If it is true with what he said, that he is the reason why. That he fired Chelsea.
Yeah, you play 500 ball the rest of the way. If I'm him, I'm pounding my chest saying, I made the call.
I made it, yep.
I made the call, and look at the better baseball we played. We needed a spark, and I think his argument would be, you wouldn't have gotten the spark if Don started out the season. You needed to do it to change something up along the way in order for it to be a spark. I'm just not going to let him do that. Now, I have no say. I'm just going to spew things into a microphone. But Don Kelly, clearly to me, gets more out of his guys than Shelton did.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly. And I think this organization, and this is inarguable at this point, needed some change coming into this year. They were a couple of games out of a wild card spot last year through 107 games, and it went to hell in a handbasket. Like, they were clearly good enough to be in the thing, and then they fell apart. I put that on the manager, and a head should have rolled last offseason. And maybe it should have been both. Maybe it should have been a package deal. But if Ben Cherington's the one who gets to make the decision, he should have made that decision earlier. Because they might, I'm not saying that they'd be a team that's above 500 right now, because the roster is clearly flawed. That's why Cherington needs to go. But I think they'd be on the periphery of being in it. And all it takes then is a hot streak when Bubba Chandler comes up, yep. and you probably call him up earlier, and maybe you are buyers at the deadline. 412-928-9370. Someone writes in, too much callous, tell him to go back to losing elections. Hold up now. Harry didn't lose yet.
Nope.
Let's be factually accurate if we're going to criticize people.
Well, the glowing way you've talked about me through this whole election really makes people think that I won, yeah.
I've apologized to you for today's comments, not for that.
You literally said, who would vote for Callis? And I'm like, I might win.
All right, he got me there again.
I feel like you're in a win-win situation no matter what.
Yeah.
If it's come this close, you've really already won.
I just expected my friend to publicly support me and not ask why would Callis ever be trusted to lead.
Me?
Yes!
I did wear your shirt yesterday.
You consider him a friend?
Only a quarter of the time.
That's pretty good. Ask any of my other friends outside of work. They'd probably say it's lower than 25%.
Yeah, ask Tim Benz.
Texter, tennis challenges take like 4 seconds. Baseball could be just like that. Oh, for sure.
They did it in spring training. It wasn't that slow.
No, I think on average, I heard Mackey bring this up yesterday. It's 93.7 the Mackey, by the way. That guy's on our air more than anybody else.
He is.
This guy.
A lot.
Pre-game show, post-game show, 3 hours in the middle of the day, 3 hours overnight. This guy's all over the place. He said on average, and I trust his numbers. I don't think he would make this up. Why would he? It takes about 13 seconds.
Oh.
And then there's four a game in spring training, I guess it was. So that adds up to about a minute. Ah, worth it.
Yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Definitely worth it.
I thought it was a little bit longer than that, but okay, that makes sense then.
I'll tell you the one thing you do miss, and this isn't good enough for me to not have the automatic balls and strikes, is it does, in the moment, change the way that you experience that as a fan. And we see that in the NFL. If you're a soccer fan, you see it big time with the VAR, they call it, which stands for something with video, I'm sure, and a review. I don't know what the A is for.
Video automatic replay?
Thank you, Callis.
Good job.
So I didn't even get the third letter right.
Wow.
Callis is crushing my ass today. He's having a great show.
He's what?
Crushing. Huh.
Oh.
But you'll see a goal gets scored, and like all of Ukraine cheers, right? And then they do the review thing, offsides, and it takes like 2 minutes. And even if you're confirming it, You take some of the emotion out of it. That's one thing I don't like. In the NFL, aren't we always constantly looking for flags, too?
Always.
Always.
It's the worst.
Great play happens. George Pickens is dipsy-doodling down the sideline. You've got a flag on the field, or even not, and you're just waiting for that flag. It does take some of the real-time emotion out of the thing. All right. You guys have argued I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to baseball because I didn't play at a very high level. I did chess very well in eighth grade. Why is that relevant? We'll tell you coming up next. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Mark Caboli is here, so why not get him on the mic? Usually joins us from 9 o'clock until 10. You've been punctual early lately, Mark. You've been early even at times.
Scrambling now.
Not much traffic today.
Dropped everything.
I didn't need to do
that. Coffee's going to get him next. It's right on the edge of the table.
I didn't need to do that to him.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this. The old mic thing just fell off. Not much traffic, so it was a wonderful day today.
Nice hat.
Hey, how about that?
The TJ hat.
Yeah.
You can watch on your YouTube stream, and if you are, you had to have just laughed there.
What?
As Caboli scrambles to the microphone, everything falls apart. Headphones still not plugged in. I'll take responsibility
for that.
Mark,
you're losing weight, aren't you?
You expect any difference?
You look thin.
You know what somebody would told me? If you think you're losing weight, turn around, you'll find it. Oh, I think that's me. Now, I don't have a big rear end, so I don't know if that applies on me.
I think you're losing weight, though. Are you? Like, I mean, I'm being serious.
I'm not trying to.
You're not trying to?
If pizza and like cookies do the thing, then
stress.
I'm good.
Yeah, you're stressed out? You're getting put through the ringer by Pat McAfee?
Honestly, the stress, I think, the lack of stress, I think that's what actually makes people live long. You have no stress whatsoever,
ugh.
And I know people that don't have stress, they'll live to be 100.
100%.
It's yep. just amazing how, I don't know how we got off on this tangent, but what's up, Callis? I was wondering if Callis, no, I'm just curious because Callis is kind of fired up today about some baseball.
No, well, Crowley, well, you can't even hear me.
I know.
You don't have headphones on.
Talk to him next segment after you get the headphones together.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. My mom hit that with me like a couple of weeks ago. She says, you can't possibly have any stress, can you? Like, are you what? Are you kidding me?
Man, what?
Every day.
Every day.
I'm going to say stuff that's going to have people call me an idiot.
Yep.
And you got to come up with content. We have to come up with content every single day, and every day refreshes. Like, yesterday has nothing to do with today. Right. Tomorrow's show will have nothing to do with today's show. It's
and
every
day. You
have
a family that you have to provide for.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
I said, it doesn't matter what you do in life. You either have a job and you can put food on the table, or you don't, and rut-row raggy.
Mm-hmm. But you got to let it go.
Okay.
You know, once you walk out of here at 10:01, let it go. Then that will
you think work. I'm capable of that?
No.
Thank you.
I've seen you before in action.
Do you think it was necessary for him to say that I was a bench D3 baseball player?
How about what Caboli tweeted out in that Henry Davis moment? Caboli tweeted, "There is no such thing as swing if it's close in MLB anymore, and that makes me sad."
I'm devastated.
So you're telling me Henry Davis should have swung at that pitch?
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's go.
Get the hell out of here.
Let's go.
We're talking about Henry Davis here.
Right.
He has about 200. He's batting like 210. What gives him the option of, to do anything?
Make it harder on the player struggling. That's a great sport
I can't hear you there, Callis. Really bothering
so Henry Davis, who...
He shouldn't get the benefit of the doubt.
He's not going to get the benefit of the doubt, but he ain't hitting that ball regardless. He could swing it at 100 times. It's Henry Davis. I know he's been playing well, but come on. It wasn't McCutcheon.
No. You're obviously a coach dad, or at least a dad that watches his kid play. If your kid took that pitch, would you like say, man, don't worry about it. It's the ump's fault, or swing the bat.
That's it. It was probably a bad call.
I'm saying swing the bat.
I love our two different styles of arguing, Mark. I get louder and more obnoxious, and Mark just goes, I said we'd get to this chess story, which is a hilarious one, and we will. But we got a lot of Steeler stuff to get into with Caboli. Week 2 of OTAs kicking off here shortly. That's all on the way. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Anything new on Rogers? We'll talk to Caboli about that coming up next. Fan Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group. He's useless. He's reaching under the table.
I think he's
going to fall off again. Look, he can't even get it on.
Hey, now. Hey, I think I'm almost back to normal here. This is what happens when I show up 10 minutes early. Last time that happens.
If you're not watching on YouTube, you need to be. Because it just adds a layer of entertainment when Caboli's in the studio.
How in the world does this thing work, Dorn?
Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high of Patrick Hornquist, 72, low of 43, for goodness sakes, on June 2nd.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.